Blog Talk Radio.
I'll make music to numb your brain.
Breezy tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest fox. Bang a fox hanging on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang bang, and I hit it with impeccable aim. Bang bang, and I blow it out. They don't know what stops if they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause I make music.
Bottle after bottle, I'm ballin' like Robert Griffin. Never made love, I had to come from a distance. Said I was a mason.
Hola, hola, hola. It is my anniversary. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. Me. It is my 1 year anniversary under this tune, under this broadcast. I can't believe it. 1 year. I was not going to do the show today. I was going to actually do the show on Thursday, but I got so much flack and so many people telling me that it really wouldn't be fair if you didn't do it on the day that you actually required the 5th, which is your 1 year anyway. As I guess you kind of get what I'm saying. But anyway, hello, everyone. How is everyone doing? It is 8:32 Pacific time in Los Angeles, California. See, I'm not even in Los Angeles. I'm in Ladera Heights, like right on the borderline of Los Angeles. And I guess it would be 11:32 in New York and in Texas and all those southern states. It is 10:32. Anyway, enough of the time. You know how I get. It has been 1 full year as I started this show. It's actually been 2 years since I've been doing blog talking. I was thinking what I think I'm going to do this week to celebrate. I think I'm going to put some of my old shows on, probably one a day, even the old shows from the previous. Yes, you heard me. The previous time when I used to do Sam Sugar Neighborhood. But anyway, it's been really, really great, although I have not been up on things like I should be. I'm telling you, I work 8 to 8, and it is just hard, and I do mean hard, to get on and try to do a show. Even though I'm only going to do a 30-minute show today, it's really hard. People that do talk shows and do them solo, would know what I mean. If you do not have a topic, and that's normally what I do. I try not to have a topic unless I have a guest on, because I like to kind of do things spontaneous and kind of like do things with, like, yeah, like, let me just guess on something, like right now, like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But anyway, it's been great. I'm going to start doing my shows again. I do promise. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I get so tangled up with things, I just honestly forget. And it's not lack of not wanting to, because I really want to. It's, you know, it's something I really enjoy doing, but it's so hard sometimes to just get up the, I guess I would say get up the, just the whole time and want to do it. I mean, I can't even express it, because it is a hard job to be a talk show hostess, even for me. Because honestly, all I really feel like sometimes I do is just ramble and just talk and uncontrollably on and on and on and on. And the fact of the matter is that sometimes you just lose focus of what to talk about. And that's how it's been with me here lately, because I'm working 8 to 8. So it's kind of hard to, you know, to get focused on doing a talk show sometimes. But I'm happy to be here, happy to be tonight. the people I've got listening to me now, so I hope you feel okay about the fact that I went on and did it today. Anyway, so let me tell you a couple of things that's happened lately so you can kind of go, yeah, you're retarded, okay. I got a new credit card in the mail, and I was all excited about it, you know, new credit card, yeah, big limit, right. Anyway, I went to the store and proceeded to buy groceries and got in the checkout line and used the card. So it kept saying decline. So I'm standing there going, you know, okay, this is some type of a joke. So I did it again, and it said again, declined. So at this point, I'm extremely embarrassed because even though you may know you have money, the person that is taking your credit card and swiping it is looking at you like, yeah, right, while the line is starting to become longer and longer, and people are looking at you like, this bitch don't have no money, why is she fronting? So I go into my wallet, and I, you know, try to look for the amount, and of course it's not there. I don't have, you know, enough money as far as cash on me. So I'm like, okay, I'll be right back. You know, she's like, mm-hmm. You could tell the bitch didn't believe me. So I said, I'll be right back. I'm sorry. I apologize. So I ran and tried to use the ATM and still nothing. So I'm going, okay, this is can't be happening. So I run and I call the bank. And I tell the bank, look, I just got this credit card. I'm trying to, you know, utilize it at the market. It's not working. So she says, yeah, I saw you try to work in the market. She said, I don't understand why it's not working because it shows that everything is okay. So I'm sitting here going, okay, why the hell isn't this credit card working? So the lady kind of like laughs at me a little bit. She says, did you call and activate it? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I was like, I didn't activate the damn card. You know when you turn on the back and it says, activate the card by calling this number? So, yeah, I didn't activate the card. So she proceeds to activate the card for me. Okay, so I go back to the store. Of course, my things are now, you know, put back because they didn't believe me. They didn't believe I was going to come back. So go right to the store. I have to go right back shopping again. Now, if you've ever been shopping, do not, and I repeat, do not utilize the yellow bags for your fruits and your veggies because I just found out that that is for organic. And guess what? Organic costs more. Now, here I am. Normally, as a rule, I don't pay attention. I just let the shit scan, and that's it. So being the fact that at first I pick the regular bags, and I pick basically virtually everything that I picked before. So when I got in line, she scanned it. The amount was different. So I'm going, well, wait a minute. This is a little bit much more than what I was paying before, like $20 more. And I'm thinking, okay, you motherfuckers are trying to rip me off. So I told her, I said, wait a minute, this is more than what I was scanned before. She's like, no. Well, let me read. And then she, you know, went over and went over. I'm like, I am not understanding why it's more. So she's proceeding to tell me what this and what this costs. Well, come to find out that even though the produce or the fruit may not be organic, if you use a yellow bag, it's considered organic, and organic shit costs more. Did you know that? Did anyone know that? I mean, I didn't know that because I don't buy organic shit. I like my stuff raw and just absolutely, yeah, that's what I like. I don't want anything that's organic or good for you. Are you kidding me? Anyway, so I told her, I said, okay, so let me just tell you, even though it may look like it is in the yellow bag, trust me, what I'm purchasing is not organic. So she rolls her eyes and she intends to get on her little thing and call out whoever hell to come over and for them to check to see if it's in fact organic. So I'm thinking, okay, really? So I was told, actually not just told, but like with a toot, next time that you want something that is not organic, please do not use the organic bags. So I stood there for a minute, and I thought, okay, first of all, bitch, the fucking bag doesn't say organic. It doesn't say shit. It is located all over where the produce and where the fruits are. So how the fuck do I know that your yellow freaking bag is organic unless it has organic on the bag? There's no telling how many times I've done this by mistake, because you ever been in the market and you're picking up food or whatever as far as your, you know, your fruits and vegetables, and you basically just run and get, you know, tear off the plastic, the little plastic bag, you put your fruits and veggies in there, and you're just taking the mind that, okay, whatever bag's around there, that's what works. But I didn't know that the yellow bags were. I just thought that maybe they were trying to be more, you know, festive and use different colors or whatever. Hell, I didn't know. It could have been a red bag over there, as far as the fuck I know. I had no clue. But she proceeded to tell me that next time I come in, make sure, and I'll say, look, you know what, lady, at this point, I could give a motherfucking fuck about your organic bags. Her mouth dropped open. I'm telling you, people, I can get really, really nasty when I want to. So she tells me, okay, I'm only telling you this because next time, and bitch, there won't be a next time, because now I'm no longer clueless. Now I know that your little yellow bags you have sitting around all over, and mind you, they weren't just in the organic section, because I don't even know that section. There's nothing for me there. I told you, I don't like organic food. Nothing good for me here. I don't eat good food. I don't. I was eating tacos tonight. Tacos with lettuce and tomatoes and all that good stuff, and none of it was organic. So I have no clue that the fucking yellow thing was organic. I didn't know. I had no clue. Maybe others know. Maybe it's something that, you know, that I need to, whatever. Anyway, also, another word of advice. Don't go to the market hungry. I did that today and ended up spending quite a bit more than I had thought I would. I bought cookies and cakes and all kind of shit that I didn't need being a diabetic. And I purchased it knowing that I didn't need it, but just because I was hungry. Ended up buying fucking stuff. I don't even buy pies, frozen pot pies. Can you believe it? Frozen pot pies. I've got five. Count them, five in my refrigerator, because they were five for like $3. I'm thinking, wow, five pot pies for $3. Man, this is going to be good. I have no clue what they're going to taste like, even if they have any type of taste at all. But I've got these five Marie freaking Callender's pot pies. And they're turkey pot pies. What I may do, since it's almost Thanksgiving, I may put these bad boys to the side and take them over to my brother's house, who says he wants to cook this year, and have that instead of bringing an actual turkey. Wouldn't he get a kick out of that? Because I was volunteered to buy the turkey. I don't purchase turkeys, and I don't cook turkeys on Thanksgiving. I am a ham and chicken girl. Yes, you heard me, chicken. I would rather get two chickens and butter them up like they're turkeys with the dressing and put them in the oven and act like they're turkeys, because I don't really care for turkeys. So I'm supposed to be the one this year to purchase the turkey and cook the turkey. Well, guess what? They might just get pot pies instead of turkeys. Not only did I buy pot pies, I bought bananas. I don't even care for bananas. I haven't really been a banana eater since I was a kid. I used to love to have bananas in my, you know, my cereal. Loved it. Frosted Flakes and bananas with ice cold milk. When I mean ice cold, I mean milk that you pour into a glass, put ice in it for maybe a minute, and then pour it over the cereal. Mwah, to die for. Delicioso. Delicioso. But unfortunately, I haven't eaten a banana, just sitting, ate a banana, or even wanted it in my cereal, for goodness, for some years now. So I purchased, this is how hungry I was. I purchased bananas, knowing that they're going to sit there and they are not going to be eating. They're going to just sit there, get black. You know how they get black and they got the bugs all over them and all that shit? That's what's going to happen to me because there's no freaking way I'm going to end up eating these bananas. And I know I'm not. I know I'm not. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I only got one freaking song. Can you believe it? I've been so out of touch that I forgot to even download all my songs. I'm on another computer, and none of my songs are here. It's just been just really great. So the same song I opened up with is going to be the same song you hear. All right? Be back.
I'll make music to numb
your brain.
Maybach music.
Drop
the
wall, baby. Right the way. New young, love the beat in the box. Breezy tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest fox. Bang a fox singing on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang, bang, and I hit it with an echo. Aim, bang, bang, and I blow it up. They don't know what's up, but they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause
I'll make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'll make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'll make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'll make music to numb your brain.
Bottle after bottle, I'm ballin' like Robert Griffin. Never made love, I had to come from a distance. Said I was a Mason, Martin Margiela. Triple beam, hustling, that's full of cheddar. Yellow brick road, I'm told it's just a cakewalk. Now it's Philip Lim on this.
So, as things go on, hello, I'm back. Man, I'm telling you, let me tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell you this real, real quick, the reason why I seem like kind of like, what the fuck is wrong with sugar, is that today, well, actually, last week, I wasn't feeling too good, and I had a lot of back pain. When my grandmother was still alive, she had a stroke. It's going to be real quick. She had a stroke, and I was caring for her, and she, basically, I was picking her up out of the tub, and she went limp on me, so as she went limp on me, I had to, like, grab her and help her up. Well, instead of me using, you know, my legs, my knees to keep her up, I was using my back, and my back basically got out of whack. Anyway, long story short, my back started bothering me again. My doctor's giving me some type of friggin' meds, and these motherfuckers is good. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, yes, they are really some good meds. I mean, let me explain to you what happened. Okay. So I took one once I got home. I ate my little tacos. And then I took one as directed. It was as directed. And my back was hurting. All of a sudden, my back started feeling really good. And all of a sudden, I started feeling like, wow, like, these motherfuckers at work. Now, I don't want to get addicted. You know, I don't want to get oh my God. I don't want to get addicted. Okay, here we go. I don't want to get addicted to these. So what I'm going to do is I'm only going to do it if I need to do it. If I really need to take the meds, then I'll take them. Otherwise, who the fuck am I kidding? Every time I get the least little pain, I'm taking these bad boys, okay? Anyway, it is 8:49. Let me tell you real briefly. I've been working on my virtual wedding. Yes, last year, this time, I changed it five times the date. Yeah, and to my beautiful, loving, caring ex-husband, soon-to-be husband, whisked me away to Vegas, and we got married in the little chapel in Vegas. Going to the chapel, and we're, anyway, so we got married in Vegas. So this time, he divorces me at a poetry reading. of all things to do, and asked me to remarry him, which I thought was so sweet and so just so romantic. For a guy who says he's not romantic, to me that was really romantic. But anyway, long story short again, so now I'm trying to figure out a wedding. I am telling you, if you have never had a virtual wedding, it is one of the stressfulest feelings or stressfulest whatever to go through. I always used to go, why are people all stressed out? It's just a virtual wedding. You know, why are you stressed out? So what? But honestly, it is extremely stressful. I did not realize how much until I'm trying to plan out the wedding. Last year, I wasn't really too involved in it. It was like, okay, whatever, I'll pick this color, this theme, whatever. But this time, I know it means a lot to him, and it's starting to mean a lot to me, so I'm putting more of myself into it. And then plus the fact there's so much else that's going on that a year ago wasn't going on. So I'm going through a lot more than I did this year than I was last year. I've got more things that, you know, that I'm doing. My calendar is filling up, and then my schedule is a little bit more demanding, a little bit more stressful than what it was last year. So now I've got the stress of creating a virtual wedding. And as always, you don't want to be like everyone else. You want it to be a little different, a lot different actually. So that's been one of my things. I've been trying to figure out what could I do that's different, that's, you know, more me, and that I'm not going to be following anybody else's footsteps or doing something like someone else. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I'm going to do that's going to make this wedding something that it's going to say, this is sugar. So that's what I'm trying to work on. So this has been extremely stressful, I swear. For all those women that have gone through doing a virtual wedding, making virtual plans for it, I salute you. You can't see me, but I am saluting you because I know it is something that is extremely stressful. I've got a lot of friends that, you know, have gotten in my box and offered their help and everything, and I'm going to utilize them, but it's still something that I know I have to do on my own. So it's really just been crazy, been hectic, and I have not even decided on who's going to be in the wedding, which is even more of a stress. Because I've got a list of people who I love dearly and who I don't want to leave out, but I know that I can only have a certain amount of people in the wedding. So that's stressful, because especially when you love so many people and you have so many, like, dynamite, just wonderful, just awesome fucking friends like I do. I mean, I can just, if I could have all my, you know, my girls in my wedding, there will probably be nobody in the audience because I guess I got some really awesome, you know, friends and women that mean a lot to me. But what I've been trying to do is see if, you know, I can get them involved in other ways, not just being, you know, bridesmaids involved in other ways. Like I had asked two friends to, they're just wonderful poets, and I've asked two friends to, you know, to do a poem for me, and then I asked a good friend of mine, I want her to cater, you know, the wedding, and then I've got so many people I'm going to ask different things of, because I don't want to leave anyone out, and those I do, you know, they're not directly in the wedding, I just want them there just to have their presence there. It would just be amazing. I'm telling you, I didn't think I would be getting this excited and this hyped about the wedding, but as time goes and approaches, I'm like really stressed out, but excitedly stressed out. And plus, you know, it's just, it's something that this time I'm really thinking I want to do it. Last year, it was a thing of, I just didn't really want to put any effort into it. I'll admit it. That's why I kept changing dates and changing dates and changing dates until it got to the point that he didn't want to be not married to me come 2013. So we basically, I gave him one thing he could have on his res day. His res day happened to be the 31st, New Year's Eve. So So I gave him one thing he could have on his res day, and his one thing he wanted was to marry me. So we went to Vegas, got married, and basically had a honeymoon maybe for 10 minutes. Basically, the honeymoon was us leaving Vegas, well, actually going driving around in Vegas and just checking things out. It was just, it was really just, it was not fun. It really, really wasn't. So this is something that I want now, and I'm really looking excited, you know, and just happy about it. And now I have people in my life that I didn't have a year ago that are so close and near to me that I want them to share this with me, and I want them to be a part of it. So tonight, I don't give a damn. By tomorrow, I will have my bridesmaids pick. Woo, my bridesmaids pick. So I'll have them, I hope by tonight I'll have them picked. It's, I'm telling you, it's not easy. And I was watching Brides Wars or War of the Brides or whatever with, oh, what is that cow's name? She's Goldie Hawn's daughter. Anyway, it was with her and some other funny-looking chick where they grew up being friends. They were going to get married to, you know, to these guys, and basically their weddings were set on the same day. It was hilarious. It was really, really funny. And I thought, I wish somebody I know would try to do their wedding the same day as me that I'm close. So I'll whoop their ass. Anyway, this medication, as I told you before, is really beginning to set in, and I'm like, eyes are getting really, really, really droopy. I'm getting kind of sleepy. Plus, I need to answer some questions for some people that are asking me about a video we're doing on Wednesday. Wow, I'm telling you, Wait, what's today? Tuesday? News on gridlock news. Sugar melted down. On her show. Oh, gridlock. Oh, my God. Gridwatch News. Jeez, man. Gridwatch News will be returning very, very soon. As well as my Sugarlicious Nightly Show. I think it's time for me to get the fuck off here. I swear, man, this is I really enjoyed I really enjoyed my show tonight. I want to say happy anniversary to me. Thank you all for listening. I love you all. I hope that you listen again, and I hope that this won't be the talk of everybody's day tomorrow, that Sherku basically just went crazy on air. Well, actually, I didn't go crazy on air. I just took my medication. And see, this is the reason why I didn't want to do the freaking show, because I knew the medication would take over, and I would be just rambling like I am now, knowing I only have 60 seconds left, and I need to go ahead and do my sugar kisses. Anyway, love you all. Thanks again for listening. Sugar kisses.
Maybach music.
Drop the block, baby. Right the way. New young love the beat in the box. Breezy tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest box. Bang a fox singing on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang, bang, and I hit it with impeccable aim.
they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause
I'll make music to numb your brain. Numb, numb, numb. I'll make music to numb your brain. Numb, numb, numb. I'll make music to numb your brain. Numb, numb, numb. I'll make music to numb your brain.
Bottle after bottle, I'm ballin' like Robert Griffin. Never made love, I had to come from a distance. Said I was a mason,